Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 22nd of March, recording at 8:27 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets were mostly mixed. The China sector up a fraction. India was weak. In Europe, we had general weakness. The CAC, for instance, was down 1.5%. The DAX down 1.25%. A little bit more for Spain and Italy. A little bit less, 0.79% for the UK. The Americas were weaker here today as well. The S&P down 10, that's 0.72%. Long-dated government bond prices against that background were not surprisingly a little bit higher. Now, precious metals were weaker. Palladium quite a bit weaker, down to 654 as I speak. Gold down to 3146, has been lower. Bigger part of that was silver down to 3146. Platinum down to 1619. Gold bullion currently trading at 1644, but it had been lower. It was down as low as 1628 at one stage. And the industrial metals were all weaker. Crude oil was weaker as well, with WTI currently at 105.5 and the Brent at 123. Okay, what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, it's becoming increasingly clear that the long forecast loss of upside momentum leading to reactions and consolidations are underway. Now, so far, these have been mainly rotational, and that's been a relief from the rather dramatic risk on to risk off that had everything plunging down during the corrective phases. One can't entirely rule that out as a possibility, although I'm hopeful that this will be a more orderly reaction and consolidation rather than a major correction. And I'm hopeful because this has shown every sign possible of being a cyclical bull market, and therefore a more orderly pause and consolidation, which is effectively just a support building process. It allows some of the people who feel that they're over leveraged or that they're overly long to lighten positions, take a few profits. That causes stocks to ease back and range before new demand is tempted in. I think that's what we'll see, but we could. But for now, what we know is that this looks very much as if the reaction and consolidation is underway, as I said earlier. A point worth repeating. I am inclined to the view that setbacks are a buying opportunity, but don't be surprised if we range in this consolidation phase for a few weeks more, and it could even be up to a few months more. That would be no bad thing for markets overall. What would be a bad thing for markets is if we saw a number of them, particularly the major ones, moving back below their 200-day moving averages. But I think that's less likely. Certainly in the case of Wall Street, it's very much less likely. And that's good news because of the power of the overall Wall Street leash effect. Now, what about these long-dated government bond prices? Well, they had fallen very sharply down out of their top areas, some of them following a number of them falling sharply after the Fed's stress tests. Taking a little sip of water. And the reason for that sharp drop was that people realized that with most of the banks passing the stress tests with ease, that markets were less likely to benefit from further quantitative easing, or there was less urgency, certainly, for the Fed to persist with recapitalizing the banks through the yield curve, because they were already in a reasonable position. So that's the situation. And after that sharp sell-off in the long-dated government bond prices, with stock markets now in a bit of a corrective phase, we are likely to see some of those bond prices, futures prices, edge up underneath there, or possibly into the lower recesses of their top formations. In other words, the yields, the flip side, will ease back a little bit before they resume their climb, as I'm reasonably confident they will. Elsewhere, a lot of people have been writing about commodities, and including ourselves, and a lot of people have been worrying about crude oil prices, including ourselves. But what is interesting, and if you look at the cumulative commodity index, that's known as the old CRB. I haven't posted it here today, but if you wanted to look it up in the chart library, the code is it's just use CCI, and you'll be able to see that. And that's drifted down, and as I say, that's good news here overall, because it shows that we're not getting that across the boards commodity price inflation. And the main reason for that is that people are quite cautious regarding China. And China is still an underperforming stock market. We've got the political changeover coming. And China hasn't gone as far in terms of easing back on its previous monetary tightening stance as investors would perhaps like to see. Ditto India, incidentally. India having raised interest rates 13 consecutive times, I think it was all on quarter point rate hikes, really does need to start chopping those rates back to breathe new life into the stock market recovery. Now, that's going to happen at some point, but India's been holding off because of, again, inflation pressures. And crude oil is the most worrying of those inflation pressures for India. So it'd be nice to see some respite there, and we have seen a little bit of respite in the last few days, but not nearly enough, despite efforts. And those efforts have been coming from no less than the Saudis. And there's been as they've been shipping more crude oil, and there's been a fair amount of jawboning as well, coming from the U.S. government. There've been a lot of reassurances from people that there's plenty of oil around, and that this is an overreaction to the threat of an attack on Iran. My own view on this, and it's pure conjecture, just like just about everybody else's view on this same subject, my own view is that we're certainly not going to see the United States attack Iran's nuclear installations. And I would be very surprised if the US hadn't succeeded in staying the hand of the Israelis. But ultimately, it's down to the Israelis, because they will have the final say, obviously, in terms of what they actually do. And that would be serious. That would turn this stock market reaction and consult. Were we to get an attack on those Iranian nuclear installations, that would lead to a temporary spike in the oil price, and it would lead to a downward spasm by global stock markets. But hopefully we're going to avoid that, and I think we will avoid that over the short to medium term, probably throughout the rest of this year, if not longer. But as I say, that's conjecture on my part. Nobody knows. Nobody knows the answer to that question, except perhaps Mr. Netanyahu. I mean, he's not going to tell us. Okay, what else to mention here? I didn't touch on currencies. We've seen the yen strengthen a little bit in here. It's actually broken that rather steep downward trend that it had seen since Japan announced that it was really serious about checking the yen's strength. So this will be a test for them. It's not occurring as a self-feeding move any longer. And for instance, the yen dollar rate, which touched over, I think it touched over 84 yen to the dollar. It's back down to 82.55, and it has been as low as 82.33 in here today. Did I mention precious metals? Only in the introduction and in the review of highlights. But again, a lot of people are putting out bullish forecasts on gold. They may well be right, but not just yet, because we still have a. We're still in this overall big corrective phase that commenced for gold with the unsustainable upward spike back in August of last year. And for silver, it was back in April of last year. The higher beta silver usually leads at the extremes. And on a short-term basis, we see this little ranging downward trend, which is extended a little bit further. It's still well above the October for gold. It's still well above the October and December lows that we saw down in that sort of 1525 to 1530 something range, but still in retreat here. And until gold, the important point is that until gold clearly establishes a higher reaction low, say the ones in October and December were equal, pretty much equal reaction lows, till it clearly establishes a higher reaction low, we will not have the type of technical evidence that demand is regaining the upper hand. I think that will occur, but we may have to be quite patient. As I've mentioned before, and I wrote a little bit more about gold in comment here today, as mentioned before, following big overextensions, and the last one was in that 2008 period, the first half of 2008, we did get extensive 18-month consolidations. As a matter of fact, we've had other 18-month consolidations for gold, and well, just remember that last peak was only in August. So what's that make this the 7th month? Patience required. Now, Owen was away today, so no contribution on his lecture in Waterford. I will be away tomorrow on one of my rare private seminars, but Owen will be back in the hot seat. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.